Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Hi, it's Pisano and Sandy here. Tuesday morning. Hello. Today, the sun will break through once any clouds are going to dissipate. We get mostly sunny and 85. Warm again, not as humid, though. Hi, Sandy Waters over there.
Hello. Okay, before we get to Buzz Baby University, I just want to give a shout out to Tori Lynn Austin. I just adore Tori Lynn Austin. She's been listening forever. She said congratulations to us on Facebook for 20 years. And she said that I have very valid points sometimes. Well, she really said you guys have valid points. And I said, come on, let's clarify, Tori.
Oh, come on.
You're referring to me, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And she agreed. Right. So Tori Lynn now officially today is my favorite. Tori Lynn Austin.
Tori Lynn is the Buzz Listener of the Day. How's that sound?
She's my Buzz Listener of the Day.
It's yours. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, I got a question for Buzz Baby University.
Yeah.
Being a second time around 50-something dad with a now one-year-old Ellie, got into a little this and that with my wife yesterday.
Oh, is that what you call it, a this and that?
A this
is
and that, yes.
Oh.
It wasn't an argument.
No, yeah.
It was a this and that.
Okay.
So when your baby starts walking, right? It's funny because, like, you usually have them in the cage, right? You know, and with behind the baby gate in one room, everything's baby-proofed. You know, you can work in the kitchen and keep an eye on them like that. But then, you know, as much as you can, you let them out. And they're like, wee! And they're like teeter-totter.
Freedom!
It's so funny. And she's got this routine where she'll go into the kitchen. She'll put both her hands up and scream. Walks out into the front foyer. There's a little cast iron doorstep, which is in the shape of a dog. And I'm like, where's the puppy? And she squats down. She goes, peep-pop, peep-pop, like that. Mm-hmm. She runs into the other room, touches a knob, runs into the dining room and messes with a cabinet and runs into the kitchen and then runs around the island and we play hide and seek. It's really a routine. Mm-hmm. And all the time inside, she doesn't have her shoes on.
Well, yeah, you're inside.
Yeah.
Please don't wear your shoes in
the
house.
Right, right. Okay. So when we go outside, she loves the texture. She's like this talks with her feet. When you're changing her, she puts her feet on your face, that whole thing. So outside, she loves the feel of the grass. So we traveled to our sister-in-law's for birthday party for her daughter and her, actually, and got her out of the car seat. Jill drove, I guess. I take her out, put her in the driveway.
How does that happen? Gosh, you're so, like, control freak on the road.
Actually, I drove separately because I had to leave.
Okay. I was going to say, because you admitted that you never really have your wife drive. It's always you driving.
Well,
okay.
She drives all day.
She
doesn't like to drive.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah,
so
back
you drove
to this.
Separate. Okay.
So I get out of the car, get Ellie out of the car, put her on the driveway, and she did into the grass. They got a nice lawn, right? Mm-hmm. She's no, don't. You got to put shoes on her. I'm like, you don't need to put shoes on her. We're going to take her shoes off anyway.
You can't let her run around the driveway and stuff with no shoes on. She could step on something and hurt her poor little foot.
No, the driveway was clean and the grass is
nice. The driveway is not clean. It's outdoors.
There's nothing spiky in
there. Did it soap it down before you pulled in? Don't do that. I don't understand that. I don't like that whole kids running around barefoot thing.
So I'm going to put these little Velcro-y shoe things on.
Yeah.
Right? Take her out of the car seat, walk 10 steps into the house, and take her shoes back off again.
Yes. Or carry her into the house if she doesn't have shoes on.
Anybody on this, like, babies don't need to wear shoes unless for formal purposes. Babies don't need to wear shoes. Walking little babies don't need to wear shoes.
What do you go for a walk outside and you just keep her without shoes on?
No, she's too little to go for a walk. When she goes out on the deck, she doesn't have her shoes on.
Well, the back deck is okay. Mm. See, there's boundaries. Okay, let me explain it to you. Somebody help me out here. 222-2899. And we'll say baby Ellie as a one-year-old, but then we'll also incorporate all the little kids. Because there are those kids in your neighborhood that just walk around with no shoes on. And I want to meet you, parents. Who are you? Why do you think that's okay? You got black feet walking into the house? Anyhow, plus they could step on something.
They could. So could I.
The back patio is fine. The front porch is fine. The minute you step off of the back patio or the front porch, now that's shoe territory. Driveway, definitely. There's never a time where you're not wearing your shoes in the driveway. The garage, I don't like it, but if you're going to tiptoe, it's fine.
Oh, tiptoe, I see. So you only get half
as dirty. If you ballerina walk in the garage, okay. And that's only because I sweep it once in a while. But other than that, it's game on with the shoes.
Anybody who walks into the garage with their socks should be shot. I'd much rather see you walk out in your bare feet than in socks in the garage.
How do you go so, wow, should be shot? Okay.
Yeah.
You go so passionate about like the littlest thing, but yet the big thing, like walking down the driveway, you're so like, oh, whatever.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
So good morning. Weird.
You're on Buzz Baby University. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? Where are you on this?
They should walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
My kids do
should
it all the
or
time.
Should not. Oh, you are that parent.
Yeah.
So, talk to me.
They when don't want to wear shoes. You want shoes? No. I'm like, okay, go barefoot.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
It's good for them.
Doesn't hurt
you
anything.
You know, I was watching TV show the other day, and it says if you walk barefoot, you're more grounded.
Ah.
Okay, you know what, TV?
I'm like, okay.
You can't believe everything you see on TV. Come on.
Really, Sandy?
So when the children want to come back inside, do you have them wash their feet? Because their feet are like pitch black.
They're not pitch black.
Where do you live where your kids' feet are pitch black?
Actually,
are you farming?
You know the little boys who just all day
I walk around barefoot. I'll go outside on a driveway.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Let me see your foot. You take a picture. You send it to us. You tag me in that picture, and I'll just...
Say, hey,
no,
listen,
those are the memories I have from my childhood.
Say,
just
Sandy,
running around barefoot.
Only if you show me your foot, Sandy.
No, I'm not showing you my foot.
No, Sandy
all right,
has
I'll show
four
you
pairs
foot.
Of socks and boots.
I do. I got socks and my slippies.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. It's July.
You're stepping on, like, little ants, spiders. You could step on a nail.
Really?
Thank you.
Stay in the house.
Stay in the house. 222 Buzz. We got more calls coming in. Hold on. It's 98.9 to Buzz Pizzano and Sandy. Guess what? I guess this debate has gotten heated, which is hilarious because it's the most benign discussion.
Yeah,
ever.
but it's something that we all debate. We all debate.
Yeah.
You're debating what's the right answer with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all have when you judge those kids who walk around barefoot, have no shoes on.
Yeah. I took the baby out of the car yesterday and let her put her on the driveway and let her walk around in the grass. My wife's like, no, you got to put shoes on her. We got to go inside. I'm like, no, she's one. She likes to. I still think it's better for them.
On the grass is okay. Take off your shoes, run around the grass. I get it. The driveway, that's a shoe must zone. Must shoes.
A must shoe zone?
No. A no barefoot zone. Put your shoes on the driveway, on the sidewalk, in the street. In the garage, I want to say the garage. That's the gray area, though. Depends on how clean your garage is.
I say more barefoot, more as much as possible. That's what I say. Babies don't like shoes. They don't care about shoes. I get calls coming in, Sandy. Hold on. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I grew up barefooted.
Okay, what we did when we were kids isn't always the right thing to do now. Do you still have your... Yeah.
Sandy, this is Patty, your newspaper girl.
Patty, hi.
You're not wearing shoes right now, are you?
Unfortunately, yes, I am, because it's raining.
Oh, okay.
And I have to walk through mud.
Do you drive?
I do deliver my papers barefooted.
Oh, my God, Patty! It's even dangerous to drive a vehicle without shoes, ride a bike without shoes.
Wait a minute. Who said I was driving the vehicle?
Ah, she has a co-pilot.
I could be in the passenger side.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but Patty, I feel like you drive your car with no shoes.
I do.
Yeah, see, okay.
I like driving with no shoes.
I'll take my
sandals off. Like, I've got sandals on today. Like, I'll drive with my, you know, my right foot sandal off.
God, you have such stinky feet, too. Scott has stinky feet. Patty, I don't sense stinky feet from you, but Scotty definitely.
Not only that, my grandkids, they're barefooted kids.
They're barefoot. Yep, they're barefoot.
How do your carpets look?
Quite clean.
Oh, yeah, right,
I think
Patty.
You're a bit exaggerating your whole clean freaky thing.
Okay. My grandkids, they have their little spot where they wipe their feet when they walk in the door.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So, called
the shower.
Andy, let them run free. Scott, let your baby girl run around barefoot.
Run around, little butterfly. Run around. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being a professor this morning at Buzz Baby University.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Sandy, it says, I was doing a little research here. Babies and toddlers in particular, according to a study in 2018.
God, you're relentless until you can say you're right.
That's right.
Yeah?
Exploring the world of bare feet offers many sensory stimulation, which helps develop various parts of the brain.
Okay, not on the driveway, not in the street, not on the sidewalk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.